The Fox Laughed Low. Written by Black Cat and read by Litra. A Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. Rated Gen.
Aren't they supposed to be wild animals?
Dire asks carefully, not inching so much as a step closer to the creature curled up on his bed.
It's Coruscant. Nothing here's been wild in centuries, Thorn reminds him, and creeps closer. He's always been the bravest idiot in their batch. Thyr despairs of him sometimes. Besides, it's cute.
Emphasis on the idiot, apparently.
Thorn, Thyr warns, catching his arm. It's been terrorizing the whole damn barracks. It stole one sausage, and Jack is just overreacting. We've been trying to catch it since this morning. All of us, the entire Coruscant Guard, and it's only because we made some deity very happy that the commander hasn't turned up yet to judge us for it.
Thorn rolls his eyes at Thyr.
It's just lying there. Seems to me if we want to catch it, now's the perfect time.
He pulls away, then crosses the rest of the space to Thyr's bunk before Thyr can catch him again. The little fox, rusty red and speckled with gray around its muzzle, doesn't so much as twitch the tail covering its face, and Thyr will admit, it, if only to himself, that it's griffing adorable. Gently, slowly, Thorn reaches out and strokes his knuckles over its head. Thyr braces himself for fingers to go flying, for screaming and snarling. The fox opens one eye, peering up at Thorn with an expression that's almost grumpy. Its ears flick, and Thorn twitches, pulling back. Before he can help himself, Thyr steps into the gap.
Don't stop, idiot, it's finally calm, he hisses, and gently scratches behind the fox's ears.
It flicks its tail, then turns his head into his hand. And Thyr grins before he can stop himself. Crouching down, he shifts his hand, scratching at its thick red and gray ruff, and says,
Hey there, monster. Gave us all quite the runaround, didn't you?
The fox huffs, then gives a canine grin in return, jaw lolling. It rolls over, stretching luxuriously, and Thyr chuckles and obediently rubs its stomach. The commander could take a few lessons from you, he tells it.
You know how to relax, don't you, sweetheart?
The fox gives him a look, upside down, that Thyr would translate as incredulous on a human. At the same time, Thorn chokes.
Thyr, he hisses, and grabs Thyr's arm, jerking his hand away from the fox's belly.
Thyr opens his mouth to demand what he thinks he's doing, then freezes. A black mark, identical to the Republic's seal on the chest of Fox's armor, spreads across the fox's chest. Not able to believe his eyes, Thyr looks from the mark to the fox's impatient expression, to the gray on his chin where Fox's stubble usually shows by the end of the day, and...
Commander Fox? He asks weakly.
If a fox could roll its eyes, this one would. He rolls over, sits up, and barks at him, high and sharp and hair-raising.
Thorn, Thyr starts, not able to believe it, except
Fox hasn't been around all day, and that's his marking, and it's his look on the fox's face, and maybe Thyr can believe it after all.
Right, Thorn says, and heads for the door at a fast clip. Getting the Jedi, on it.
As the door slides shut, Thyr eyes Fox, and Fox eyes him right back, wrapping his tail around his paws. Black paws, just like the gauntlets he'd started wearing the other day. Thyr's head hurts.
Just you and me, then, Commander, he says warily.
Fox huffs at him, then flops down and rolls back over for more belly rubs. There's nothing left for Thyr to do but oblige him. The end.